I'm Paul Hunton, and this is 24 Frames on 89.1 FM. I can't tell you how many times in the past 2 years that I've lived here that I've heard people lament that there's nothing to do in Lubbock. That's not only seeing the glass half empty, but that also couldn't be further from the truth. In the past month, there have been music performances from AWOL Nation, a show I went to and thoroughly enjoyed, Peter Buffett, an Emmy-winning musician who is the son of billionaire Warren Buffett, and Nachito Herrera, Cuban pianist and jazz musician, both were here as part of the Presidential Performance and Lecture Series at Texas Tech, and both offered up amazing shows at more than reasonable prices. George Strait kicked off his last tour in the Hub City, if you like country, and Bon Jovi brought all the big Texas hair out to rock like it was the 80s. Heavy metal bands 3 Days Grace, Shinedown, and POD will be here this weekend. Another event of note this weekend is Metropolis Electro. For movie lovers, the film needs no introduction, but for the uninitiated, Metropolis is a 1927 silent film classic by German director Fritz Lang. Metropolis Electro is a Flatland Film Series event that pairs up the classic film with live musicians led by local artist Scott Ferris and his wife, Amy. Over 20 live musicians scoring one of the most celebrated films of all time is going to be great, I guarantee you. The event is on March 22nd and March 23rd at 7 p.m. at Lucas Firehouse Theater. Ticket information can be found at flatlandfilm.org. These are just a fraction of the events going on in Lubbock all the time. None of what I mentioned takes into account all the great local musicians performing all the time in Lubbock. Follow Lubbock Music Live on Facebook or Lubbock in the Loop for information on all these great things and more. Also, don't forget to listen here on 89.1 FM, as well as to tune in to Channel 5 every Thursday at 7:30 p.m. to check out 24 Frames. We have an events calendar that will keep you up to date with all the great things going on around you. So if you find yourself without something to do in Lubbock, my advice to you is to quit being so boring.